This podcast brought to you by Hope 1032.
On Hope 1032, joining us from Food Addicts in Recovery Anonymous, we'll call her Alison today. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Tell us about the program. How did you first connect with it?
So I've been a member of FA since 2012, but the first time I heard about it was probably a few years earlier. I've always had a kind of a bit of a funky relationship with food. I was wanted to be thin and, you know, get the guy. And, you know, I was always on a diet or trying to lose weight or throwing up my food or whatever it was. And actually a girlfriend's mother of mine who was already in the program, she was like a second mom to me and I grew up in her house. And she would just watch me yo-yo with my weight and she watched the way I was with food. And one day she kind of mentioned the program to me. And, you know, she mentions little things about the program, like we don't eat flour and sugar. There's a spiritual component. And I was like, okay, weirdo, that's for you, but not for me. But then, you know, I just got to this point where I was just so desperate. I felt like I was on this merry-go-round. And eventually I just thought, you know what, I'm going to give it a go. And that was over 6 years ago, and I have not looked back.
I think all of us can have a really complex relationship with food. I mean, all of us, to a point, think about what we put in our mouths, whether it's that we want to find pleasure from it or we're going, does this have too many calories, carbs, whatever the case may be. How did you distinguish between just being attentive to what you ate and then it turning into a food addiction per se?
I honestly believe I was born a food addict, but I think for me the distinction is there were so many times where I would make a decision to not eat. And in my mind, I was going, don't eat that, don't eat that. And I always decided not to eat, but I always ate. You know, and I was always on a diet and I was always putting on weight. So if you're on a diet and you're putting on weight, then you might be a food addict.
Yeah, something's not right. Something's not right there. And that pressure to not eat, that actually can really have a strong personal effect on you, I think, because when you do eat, then that has negative feelings that come with it.
Yes, you know, a big part of my food addiction was tied up in a lot of shame and embarrassment. You know, there were times where I grew up in Melbourne and I'd go to like the shopping centre and I would make a decision, okay, I'm not going to the food court, I'm not going to the food court. And it's also tied up a lot in my self-image. And so I'd go to a couple of stores and in my mind I wanted to fit into the cute things that girls can wear. And I ended up having to buy these bigger clothing that I never felt comfortable in. And my reaction to that was that I would just slowly, like, make my way to the food court. And it was all subconscious, but I would be sitting there being so ashamed, like, oh, I hope nobody sees me eating this way. And that was probably the primary issue for me, is that I wanted to be a certain way. I was powerless to be that way. I didn't know I was a food addict at the time, and I would just end up just being in these shame spirals, you know.
To be able to actually connect with FA then obviously has been really life-changing for you. What made you decide to go to the meeting in the first place and check it out? Because you said originally it just sounded like something kooky for other people to go to.
Well, I just, you know, they talk about the God of the program. You know, it's not a religious program, it's just spiritual, and they say it's the gift of desperation. And for me, I got to a point where I just didn't really care what it was that I was going to do. I just knew that what I was doing for me was too painful and wasn't working. And I would regularly think there's got to be something else to life. I would see other happy people. I'm like, how are they doing that? And I just got to this really broken place where I was just willing to give anything a go. And so I went to, I Googled a meeting online and I showed up a meeting and I heard people at the front of the room in healthy bodies, clear eyes, smiley faces saying, And handing out photos, that was huge for me. I went and I saw these people that were, you know, 10, 20, 30 kilos heavier than they are now, standing up at the front of them and saying things like, I had to go shopping the other day to buy new jeans because my jeans have holes in them because I've worn them out. Whereas me, I had gone size 10, 12, 14, 16, and I eventually went to stretchy because I was too embarrassed to buy plus-size clothing.
I mean, your honesty in the story, in your process, is actually really encouraging, because I think that's where change really begins for people, is when they can be honest and when they see other people being honest about what their own journeys were.
Yeah, well, absolutely. And this is probably, we all kind of joke around in the program with that, but we can laugh together. And it's funny, you know, they sell our drug at kids' birthday parties. You know, they give it away for free. And for us, it's the place where we can shine a light on it. We don't have to be ashamed. And there's so much freedom on offer.
What were the positive outcomes that you experienced, aside from feeling physically healthy and losing the weight? How has it impacted you relationally?
So step one, FA is based on a 12-step program, and step one is, you know, we're powerless over food and our lives have become unmanageable. And for me, I didn't realize this till I stopped eating addictively, is that I had a lot of rage and anger inside of me. And when I stopped eating, it actually had to come up. And, you know, I got to learn how to process and deal with it. And as a result, I stopped lashing out at my mom, at my sister, at my dad. I had a lot of shame and guilt and embarrassment about telling people I loved them. And now I can look my mother in the eye and say, I love you. I can, you know, I'm married today. That's huge. I've got friends. I used to think if I ever got married, I would have no bridesmaids at my wedding. I just got married a few months ago. I had 5 bridesmaids.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. My life is just colorful and light, and I can look people and I can look the world in the eye because I feel good on the inside.
Do you think it's an ongoing process, or do you feel like you've made it in some sense now?
Oh, I've never made it. Like, and that's what I like, that there's more growth on offer. I know I'm a food addict, and thank you, God, by the grace of this program and God, I have been abstinent for just a little over 6 years, but I'm never going to be done. People sometimes will ask me, like, will you do this program forever? And I just say, I'm just going to keep doing it until it stops working for me. And so today it works.
That's so cool, because it keeps a lifestyle going that has made such a huge impact on your life. And there's many people listening who are going to identify with this to varying degrees and maybe even just be curious about what the program involves. You've got an info session coming up. Tell us what happens there. What does it actually involve if they say yes to coming along?
They would come along. There's no fees. And even in FA, just in general, we have regular meetings we hold, and they have no fees. They're completely free. Everyone is absolutely welcome. At the information session, what will happen is there will be 4 or 5 people sitting at the front, and somebody will just read through a format just explaining what the program is, what's it about, and then these 4 or 5 people will actually stand up and give a little bit of their story. And then there will be a time for questions, and at the end people will stand up and say they're available to sponsor. And if you want to get involved in the program, you absolutely can. If you want to keep coming to meetings, you totally can. Even if you don't think it's, you know, you're not really sure, you might get a little bit of an education on food addiction, and you can pass it on to somebody it is for.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.